The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. On today's episode, we will be discussing the Kellen Moore news updates as far as head coaching vacancies go and what that means for the future of the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. If you guys are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast, bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Hope you guys are doing great this week, coming off the celebration, I'm sure, of the Eagles winning the NFC Championship. And now we have a long 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, but we can't wait. And we hope that the Eagles can ultimately get the job done, be one of the few to take down Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and prevent the three-peat. So prayers up. It's going to be a long 2 weeks, but we could be there for our Philadelphia Eagles. For now, we have news regarding Kellen Moore and the New Orleans Saints. Last night, what is today? Today is Wednesday. So Tuesday night, NFL media's Tom Pelissero reported that former Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy has decided to focus on the 2026 hiring cycle and will not coach in the NFL this season, withdrawing himself from consideration, most notably the Saints job. That's the only one remaining. Mike McCarthy doesn't seem like, well, I'm not going to say he's not interested. It seems that the Saints were going to go in another direction, and Mike McCarthy, I guess, saving himself the embarrassment of getting passed up on, he's like, I'm not going to coach this year. I'm going to sit back. I'll wait till next year, and we'll deal with it that way. So the Saints were like, all right, we don't care. We weren't going to hire you anyway. So Mike Garafolo followed up that report by stating that Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore is most likely the next head coach in New Orleans following his second interview with the team on Monday. But of course, nothing can become official until after the Super Bowl. Saints brass flew into Philadelphia on Monday to conduct an in-person interview with Kellen Moore. And that reportedly went on into the wee hours of the morning. So they it seems like they like each other. Seems like they like the Saints like what Kellen Moore has to offer. So I would consider Kellen Moore to be the favorite, the shoo-in at this point, and it seems like all indications are pointing to Kellen Moore being the next head coach in New Orleans. Now, where does this leave the Eagles? They will have to find yet another offensive coordinator this offseason, the fifth of Jalen Hurts' NFL career. It'll be his 12th play caller of the last 10 years, dating back to like high school, college, all that stuff. And the Eagles will have to get the process started long after everyone else has already assembled their staff and talked to their top candidates and what have you. But, I mean, obviously the Eagles have more pressing matters at the moment to worry about. We have a Super Bowl to win. And if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I don't really care who's calling plays next year. I don't care if it's Ronald McDonald. I don't care if it's you, me. We can ask Madden every play. I really don't care because we will win the Super Bowl. Not really concerned with the 2025 NFL season at the moment. But it's still a process the Eagles are going to have to go through, regardless of the outcome, to bring in a new offensive coordinator for next year. But that's been the cycle, you know, since Hurts has taken over. Jalen Hurts wins, the coordinator gets promoted. That's been the norm since Jalen Hurts has been here. It's been the norm with Steichen, and not really the norm with Brian Johnson. He left because the Eagles decided to go in another direction But that's the way it goes when you have success. We've said it before on the show, and that continues to be true. You know, when you go to Super Bowls and you go to the playoffs year after year, people are going to look at your coordinators. And unless it's a situation like Vic Fangio, when you're old, that sounds mean, when you're older and you're at the end of your career, probably calling it quits within the next 4 or 5 years, and you're in your hometown and you're surrounded by family and you have no interest in head coaching, that's why the Eagles are kind of set with Fangio. I don't think there's going to be many offensive coordinators in that situation. The Eagles kind of fell into the Fangio situation, and it worked out for them. I don't know of too many older offensive coordinators that have no interest in being head coaches. It's usually, in today's NFL, it's usually young, offensive, bright minds that want to run an offense and then hopefully become a head coach one day. But the Saints job is, it's far from ideal, I would say, for a first-time head coach. The Saints have a lot of things not really going in their favor at the moment. They're like $50 million in the hole in cap space, negative $51 million, I believe, at the moment. They have an average quarterback in Derek Carr, who is accounting for $51.4 million against the cap in 2025. And he's been vocal about not taking a pay cut, so he's not going to help the Saints at all financially. And the Saints have a bunch of older players on large contracts. They have Taysom Hill and DeMario Davis and Cameron Jordan and Tyrann Mathieu. All of their salary cap hits are between $10, $20 million. So there's a lot of financial stuff to maneuvering just to be able to get to a zero, to have zero cap space, let alone get themselves out from underneath it. But maybe Kellen, he welcomes the challenge. He's been a coordinator for 6 years now, and I understand there's only 32 jobs available in this league at that spot. So Kellen's, he's probably feeling like he has to capitalize on whatever opportunity presents yourself, and maybe it's the best he can do at the moment. He's interviewed for these jobs in the past, got passed over. He just got passed over from the Dallas job that he really wanted. So maybe he's like, I'm just gonna take what's available. I'll take the Saints job. If I stay with the Eagles and I wait till 2026, there'll be other more enticing candidates than myself, and maybe I won't get a job next year. So I should probably take this one since I've been trying for so many years to get one. And maybe this is just the situation that Kellen has to take at the moment. It's just wild that it's a job that is not really favorable. Joe Brady said no, pulled himself out of the running. Cliff Kingsbury looked at the Saints job and said, no thanks, I'll stay with the Commanders, I'll stay with Jaden Daniels, and we'll continue to build in Washington. I personally believe it would be best for Kellen to roll with Philadelphia, obviously selfishly, roll with Philadelphia for another season, stay with a top offense, continue to build your stock, and then reassess the situation in 2026. But I understand that Kellen feels like he's more than ready to lead a team of his own. And if it has to be the Saints and the situation that's going on over there, then so be it. It's just a matter of, in today's NFL, you get maybe a 2-year leash to turn a franchise around, and if sometimes less. And if you can't do it in that time frame, they're going to let you go, and you'll be looking for another job in 2 years. And the Saints aren't in a win now situation. They have the number 9 overall draft pick, I believe, but that's not going to turn your franchise around. They need a lot of things to get them back to winning, to get them back on the right path. And unless Kellen and the front office have come to an understanding that it's going to take time. We're not going to make the playoffs next season unless something, magical happens. We're not going to be in the running for the playoffs. It's going to take a few years to right the ship again. But it's going to be a tough situation, and I'm sure Kellen welcomes the challenge, and he's more than ready, more than eager to get the ball rolling and see what he can make happen in New Orleans and get things rolling in contention in that kind of not so great NFC South. You could make the postseason. I mean, I guess it wasn't great. The Bucks, the Falcons, they were all fighting at like 9-8 to get to the playoffs. So maybe Kellen feels like we're right in the mix, and if we can get some magic going, then we can get ourselves back into playoff contention.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, if Kellen Moore does leave, he'll likely take Doug Nussmeier with him, the quarterback's coach. He's been with Kellen for a while now. So that's going to leave Philadelphia to also look for another quarterback coach. Now, a lot of fans are asking me about potential candidates now. If Kellen leaves, who are we going to get to replace him? The Eagles will likely look in-house first. You know, they'll look for candidates within the organization to potentially promote. I think Kevin Petullo will be at the forefront of that list. He's been with Nick Sirianni since 2018. He's been the Eagles passing game coordinator since 2021. You just get worried about maybe another Brian Johnson situation of trusting another name from within, and the offense gets stale, and then Nick Sirianni takes over and he has too much influence on the offense, and you're in another situation like that. So maybe they don't do that, but Kevin Petullo is a name that Nick Sirianni talks about a lot and thinks highly of, so I'm sure he'll get a look. If you want to think about outside names, you have Josh McCown. That's a name I see running around a lot. You have Bobby Slowick, who the Texans just got rid of. Now, there's some red flags there amidst reports about his relationships in Houston with C.J. Stroud. Apparently, they got into an altercation, and D'Amico Ryans and Slowick were at odds ends at oftentimes. So maybe there's like maybe Bobby Slowick is a little too confrontational for the culture that Philadelphia has built. So maybe that's not a name they go, but he is available. If Frank Reich, considering his history with Nick Sirianni, maybe that's a situation they look into. And old Chip, not gonna happen. But Chip Kelly, people were seeing the stuff his offense was doing in college, and they're like, hold on now. Hey, if you can mend old bridges and bring Chip in here and have a prolific offense, but it'll be a cold day in hell before Howie Roseman ever even the name Chip even rolls off his tongue. I doubt that Charles Edward Kelly will be back in Philadelphia in any capacity, much less offensive coordinator. But good for Kellen. You know, like I said, coordinated for 6 years and has been looking to be a head coach for a while now. Didn't get the Dallas job. He very much coveted that and thought that he got that. I'm pretty sure he's pissed off about that, which is why the offense looked the way it did last Sunday. He's like, oh yeah, y'all didn't want to hire me. Watch the shit I can do with an offense. And he took the handcuffs off the offense. And now Jerry Jones is probably like, holy hell, man, probably should have hired this guy. But we'll see what he can do with New Orleans, you know, if that ends up being the situation. Like I said, these things can't become official until after the Super Bowl. Let's just pray. And I think that Kellen proved that he can handle this with the way that he performed last week. But let's just pray that the attention to detail remains the same with him, knowing that a new job is coming his way soon after the Super Bowl. Jonathan Gannon was hired 48 hours after the Arizona Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure he didn't even get on the plane. You know, the Super Bowl was in Arizona. Jonathan Gannon ended up staying there. If it's the same situation here where the Eagles at the end of the Super Bowl, Kellen just stays in New Orleans. He's like, well, my new job is here. I don't have to go nowhere. But let's hope this time it's at the end of a Super Bowl victory. So good job, Kellen. Just one more, Kellen. Just stay locked in for one more game, and then you can go do whatever you want and continue your NFL career. Other NFL news real quick. Yesterday, Jeff McClain reported that Cam Jurgens as well as Landon Dickerson expect to play in the Super Bowl. I didn't think there was a question about it, but they were both obviously dealing with injuries throughout that game. Cam Jurgens had a back injury. Landon Dickerson suffered a knee injury. He could barely walk towards the end of that second half. Jurgens had to come in and finish the game, but they're both warriors. You know, they both are certainly going to make sure that they play in that Super Bowl. But McClain did confirm that both of them will be available in the Super Bowl. So good news on that front. I will keep you guys informed about anything else that happens with the Eagles in the coming weeks. Of course, we'll get into previews and Fangio's defense versus the offense and all the things that are coming up in preparation for Super Bowl 59 featuring the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you guys for checking out today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. I will catch you guys on the next one, y'all. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.